You're listening to the Parkside Baptist Church podcast for Sunday evening, May 8th. Dr. Mike Wells preaches a message entitled, How to Bear Burdens.
Thank you, ladies. Wasn't that good? Amen. That was very good. Go back in your Bible, please, and go to the book of Matthew. I want to read it one more time, as I often do, for clarity's sake. And I want to speak tonight on help for my burden. Help for my burden. This would be an encouraging message tonight if you'll grab the truth and not let it go. But I want you to see something again in your Bible, Matthew chapter 11, and I'll read it slow, but I want you to follow along, verses 28 through 30, where the Bible says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart." Watch what it says, "and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Here in the Bible, you'll see that God is encouraging us to do several things in regarding to receiving rest. I want you to note that word tonight. It doesn't say that he will give me rest from my burden, but rather he's talking about he will give me rest in my burden. So God does not want me to be able to run from my burden, but God says, while I have the burden, God will give me rest. You know, somebody would come and they might say, "Brother Wells, I want you to pray for me that God will take away my burden." God does not want to take away your burden, but God wants to teach you how to walk in bearing your burden. Nowhere in the Bible do you see that God ever said that he would promise to take away your burden. But in the Bible, you do see that every man, the Bible teaches, should bear his own burden. The Bible talks about several places where you see about that concerning burdens. And I'm not supposed to rest from my burden, but rather I'm supposed to rest in my burden. Now, what does that mean? That means I'm not supposed to come to God and say, "God, I really need help and I need relief, maybe from a heartache or maybe from a struggle." But more so, perhaps we ought to come to God and say, "God, I have a heartache. Would you help me with my heartache?" See, you can run from a heartache, but the heartache will follow you. You ever go to bed on a certain night? You had a headache when you went to bed, but when you woke up, you still had a headache. Did you ever go to bed on a certain night and you had a bill, but when you woke up the next morning, you still had a bill? Did you ever go to bed and on a certain night you had marital distress, but then the next morning you woke up, you still had marital distress? Did you ever go to bed and on a certain night you had a mean boss, and the next morning you woke up and you still had the mean boss? Have you ever gone to bed in one of the dorms and you went to bed and you said, "Dear God, I pray, please help me." But the help that you needed was because somebody else that was in the dorms. And so you went to bed and the next morning you woke up and that person was still living in the dorms. Have you ever invited somebody to come over and you thought they would come over and they would leave, and they did come over, but they never left and they're still there today? Now, what am I saying? I'm saying that God, many, many times, more than not, will teach us how to handle a burden. Many, many times, God, more than not, will teach us how to be able to carry a burden. I've had loved ones that's gone home to be with the Lord, and so have you. Now, I can miss them, but me missing them does not make them come back. So what do I have to do? I have to learn to be able to manage my burden. I might have the burden of being able to try to carry a heavy weight, but yet I cannot carry it by myself. And so what do? I rest in the one that can help me to be able to carry my burden. Now, by the way, you'll see in the Bible that when God is talking about a burden, he's talking about that I'm supposed to come to him and I'm supposed to get in his yoke. It's one thing for me to wear my own yoke. It's another thing for me to come to God and to get in that yoke and let God help me to bear my burden. Now, there's different yokes in the Bible. Matter of fact, I looked it up as I was doing a word study on this, even this afternoon in the office. And I looked up and there's 54 yokes that's found in the Bible. And of those 54 yokes, you'll remember one of them in Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 27, where the Bible says, it is good for a man, listen to it now, that he bear the yoke in his youth. So God says it's good for a man while he's young, while he's in his youth, to bear the yoke. It doesn't say that he's supposed to bear, it just says bear the yoke. Doesn't say that he's supposed to bear his yoke, but did you know it's good for a young man to learn to bear the yoke? It might be talking there about the yoke of a mom, or the yoke of a dad, or the yoke of a friend, or the yoke of an enemy, or the yoke of a job, or the yoke of an employment, or the yoke of being an employer. It might be talking about any type of yoke, but God says one thing for sure, it is good for a young man, it is good for a man in his youth, while he's got the vitality, while he has the energy, while you can knock him down and he bounces back, you can take and put something heavy upon his back, and though his muscles are not strong enough to be able to bear it, he can build muscles in his youth, and it's harder for an older man to be able to build those muscles, and it's harder for even an older man, if he grows, not yet in strength, but grows in other areas, even to bend over, even to pick up the yoke. And so, I'm saying tonight that God says that it is good for a man to bear the yoke in his youth. So God says for a young man, it's good for him to bear the yoke. But what do you do when you become a little bit older and the yoke seems hard to bear? What is it that we can do tonight to be able to bear that yoke when we lose our vitality, when we lose the ability to bounce, when we lose the strength to be able to bear? What is it tonight that we can do to be able to bear the burdens when the burdens seem so incredibly immense that we don't know what to do? Well, let me tell you, there's two different groups that God's talking to tonight, and you'll see it here. The Bible says, and notice in your Bible, please, the Bible says, come on to me, all ye that labor. Now, this is a person that is laboring. What does it mean to labor? That's a person that's laboring and they're carrying their own burden. All right, so here's a person that is laboring under their own burden. That's one group. So there are those tonight that need to come to Christ because they're bearing their own burden, and that burden seems heavier than they can bear. Now, it's a burden that they themselves created. It's a burden that they themselves live under. It's a burden that they themselves have chosen for themselves. All right, so God says to that person, he says to that person, he says, come unto me. But then watch this. The Bible says, heavy laden. Now what is that? That's a person that has a burden put on them from somebody else. So here's a person that is laboring that has a burden that they put upon themselves. But then here's a person that is heavy laden. Somebody else lays a burden on. It's not a burden of their own, but it's a burden that somebody else lays upon them. Now, God says, I want you to notice something. I'm going to give you some statements. Statement number one, the same invitation is to both. The same invitation is to both. So God says to the person that is laboring underneath a heavy burden, God says, come unto me. Watch what it says. Look in your Bible, Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28. The Bible says, come on to me, all ye that labor. So here's a person that is laboring themselves. Here's a person that is under intense pressure themselves, but the labor that they have, the pressure that they have brought upon themselves. All right? And so God says, for that person that has brought the pressure, has brought the burden upon themselves, God says, I give you the same general invitation that I give to the person that is heavy laden, a person that has assumed the burden of somebody, not their burden. It's not their burden, but somebody else has come up and laid a burden on them. Now God says this. God says for the person that is laboring under a heavy burden, and for the person that is heavy laden by somebody else's burden, God said, I have the solution, the same for both. Now what is the solution? He says, come on to me. And so there's the same invitation for the person that's laboring under a heavy burden and the person that is heavy laden by somebody else that gives them a heavy. Now I'm going to tell you something tonight. Nobody can relieve pressure like Jesus Christ. Nobody can help you with your struggles, whether it's a struggle of a labor that you have placed upon yourself, or whether it's a struggle because somebody else has placed a heavy burden upon you. Nobody, nobody, nobody can give you that which is relief. Nobody can give you that which is a release. Nobody can give you that which is help more than Jesus Christ. Now, I want you to notice something here. God is not He's not concerned about what gives you the burden. By the way, what gives you the burden doesn't move God. What gives you the hurt does not move God. What moves God is the fact that you have the hurt. It doesn't matter tonight if you have the hurt or you have the burden because you have labored yourself. And it does not matter tonight if you have the hurt and you have the burden because you have become heavy laden because you're shouldering the burdens of another. Doesn't matter tonight. God is not looking at the reason that a person is burdened. And God is not looking at the hurt that the person is suffering because of the way they receive the burden. But rather tonight, God is looking at the hurt. God is looking at the burden. Okay, example. Okay, somebody that's hurt because of sin, that moves God just as much as somebody that has been hurt because somebody else has sinned against them. So God is not looking at the reason for the hurt. Nowhere in your Bible do you see that. But God says, come on to me, ye that labor, and the Bible says you have a burden. And God says that because of that burden, and you're laboring under that burden, he says, if you come on to me, he says that he'll give you rest. He said, those that are having difficulty because of the fact that somebody else has placed a burden upon you, you come to him. And he said, I also have the same solution. He said, but first, you have to come. Did it ever occur to you that God has the same love for the person that went into sin, or listen to me tonight, as to the person that caused the hurt when they did go into sin? Did it ever occur to you that God is not a respecter of persons? Here's what we do. We would take and we want to help the person that was hurt by somebody else, but we don't want to help the person that caused the hurt. Now that's ungodly. That almost sounds a little bit hypocritical. We'll run beside someone when they get hurt because we feel for them. But we will not run beside somebody that is causing the hurt. Did it ever occur to us that perhaps the person that's causing the hurt is the one that's hurting more deeply inside than the one that was hurt? Did it ever occur to us tonight that the one that's causing the hurt might be the one that has the greater need? See, we're a little bit selfish. We always look at us. Oh, me. Oh, me. Well, we shouldn't be looking at us anyway. We ought to be looking to the author and finisher of our faith. When I have the inward look, I have self-pity. When I have the inward look, at many times, I might get hurt because of pride. Many times, I might not forgive somebody because of the element of ego. But yet tonight, I'm saying that there's the same invitation given to both. God says, for the person that is laboring under a heavy burden tonight, he says, I give you an invitation to come to me. God says to that person tonight that is not laboring under their own burden tonight, but rather they're heavy laden tonight because of the burdens of somebody else that placed upon them, and they don't want it, but it's there. They did not give an invitation for it to come, but it showed up. And God says for that same person that is laboring under that which is an enormous weight, an enormous burden tonight, that person, he says, you come on to me and I'll be able to help you just like I can help the one that's laboring under their own burden. I'm saying tonight that there's the same invitation to both. Statement number two, there's the same investment in both. Look at it, Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. The Bible says, come on to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. So there's the person that's laboring under a heavy load. Now they made their own load, but they're laboring under their heavy load. God says, come to me. Now there's another person that they did not labor under a heavy load, but somebody else put a heavy load on them. God says, come to me. He says, and here's the solution, I will give you rest. Now, what is that? That's the investment that God will make in everybody's life that comes to him. He said, doesn't matter how you got the burden. He said, whether you got the burden because of your own labor or whether you got the burden because somebody put it upon you, he says, when you come to me, I've got the solution. If you just come to me, I will give you rest. See, God does not expect anybody in this room to bear your own burden. Now, by the way, are you listening to me tonight? He don't want you to run from it. He don't want you, come on. Well, I just wish my kids were angelic. If they were, they wouldn't have you as parents. Well, I just wish that my wife would, I just wish that she was perfect. Well, now, wait a minute. If she was perfect, she'd look for a perfect husband, and that would leave you out. If my wife was looking for a perfect husband tonight, it would leave me out. Thank God, though I cannot tell the difference between a carnation and a rose, that she still loves me. Now, may I say tonight, statement number one, the same invitation is given to both. Statement number two, the same investment is in both. The book of Acts chapter 10 and verse 34, Peter is speaking. The Bible says he opened his mouth. Well, he didn't have much trouble doing that any time, did he? The Bible says, then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. So God says that he's not a respecter of persons. So it doesn't matter tonight. Doesn't matter tonight why the burden is great. But it does matter to understand that God cares about the hurt. God looks at the hurt. You don't ever have to look at God tonight and say, well, I don't think God will understand me because I'm hurting. When you hurt, he'll only be the first one you run to. When you hurt in your marriage tonight, run to God. When you hurt in your child rearing tonight, run to God. When you hurt in your business tonight, run to God. When you hurt and down at the place and it seems like nothing is going right, hey, he says, come on to me, come on to me, come on to me, come on to me. That's what God says. He said it doesn't matter how you got your burden. It doesn't matter if it was self-induced or it doesn't matter if somebody else laid it upon you. God says, you simply come on to me and I will give you rest. That's what God says. All right, so statement number one, the same invitation is to both. Statement number two, the same investment is in both. Statement number three, think about this tonight, the same ingredient is for both. God has an ingredient for both. Now, what does that mean? Look at it, verse 29. The Bible says, take my yoke upon you. All right, now wait a minute. So when I come to God, it's not enough. Oh, okay. All right, Brother Allen, you help. No, let me get a teenager. I don't want to use you, man. Come here, Dale. And put this around your shoulders, on top of you, around your shoulders like so, okay? All right, now watch this. Here's what happens. And give me, Saint, come here. Stand here, if you will. Bring your Bible. You need your Bible. All right, now watch this. Here's a man that has a burden. He's bent downward. He's got a burden. He don't know what to do. The average person that has a burden, or the average person that is heavy laden, they don't immediately run to God. They run to their friends. They run to somebody. Now, don't get me wrong, and I'm not saying this to hurt, but they go to somebody because they know that that somebody loves them. There's nothing wrong with having love from somebody else. There's nothing wrong with that. So I'm not saying you going to somebody is wrong, but I am saying don't leave God out. Because God is the only one that can help you with your burden. Amen. Brother Dale could come to me with a heavy burden and I can lift him up. But to be honest with you now, I can only lift him up as far as I am with him. He is not going to come live at my house. The boy eats too much. He is not going to come sleep in that spare bedroom. He's got a mama and he's got a daddy. He needs to go home to his mama and to his daddy. He needs to sleep in their house and eat their food. All right, now wait a minute, though. Watch this. He's got a heavy burden. I come to him and I see that his countenance has fallen. Something's not right. So I come to him, pastor, maybe, friend, maybe, counselor, maybe, teacher, maybe, parent, maybe. But listen to me. I come to him tonight and I say, now, Brother Dale, it looks like you've got a burden and I want to help you. Now, I can help him as long as I walk beside him, but I can't babysit him. I'm not going to school with him. I am not going to go to his house and live there. I will not do it. I listen to me. This will help us tonight if we get a good grip on this. This will help us tonight. But so many times what will happen is we rely a lot on other people when we should be relying more on God. You got a heavy burden. You say, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to so-and-so and say, hey, would you help me? They can be there for you just a little while. But you have a God that said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. You've got a God tonight that says, I'm a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Don't you forsake God. Why? Because he hasn't forsaken you. Now, wait a minute. And so he has a burden. I can walk beside him for a little bit, but I've got to leave. I've got to go to Chick-fil-A, Brother Lofton. I've got to go to Chick-fil-A. And excuse my English, Mrs. Cavanaugh. I know this is your son, but you ain't coming. I've got a soul winning partner, and you're not it. I mean, I got follow-ups to make. There's no room for you in my truck. I'm going to go drink coffee. You don't even like coffee. Unsaved creature. And all right, now wait a minute. So here's what I got. All right, I can walk beside him for a little bit, but after a while, I got to leave his presence. Now you listen to me. That's why it's important you as a mom and daddy stop pointing your kids so much to you and point your kids to Jesus Christ. Because one day you're going to be gone. One day somebody's going to look around and you're not going to be there. Your kids need to have convictions from the Bible. Now, you as a dad and you as a mom have a God-given responsibility to teach them Bible truth. You have a responsibility. Hey, but one day, are you listening to me tonight? One day, you'll not be able to walk beside your son any longer. One day, you'll not be able to walk beside your daughter any longer. What should we do? We ought to do it with every willful effort and every ounce of energy that we have. We ought to point them to the one that has the answer. Who is that? That's that one that is truth and all truth, who is none other than God. Amen. All right, wait a minute. So the Bible says, here's a man that has a burden. And by the way, everybody in here has a burden. But it complicates it. Put this on him. Complicates it when somebody else comes along and gives you their burden. Now, not only do you have your burden, but you got somebody else's burden. Boy, isn't life fun. And so now you got somebody else's burden. Now, by the way, there's nothing wrong with having somebody else's burden. That's a part of loving the brethren. That's a part of caring for each other. That's a part of being there for each other as a church family. That's all part of it. Don't you ever feel bad about going to somebody else and saying, would you pray for me? Don't you ever feel bad about going to somebody else and saying, hey, I need a helping hand. Don't you ever feel bad about that at Parkside Baptist Church. That's what this church is all about. But now, wait a minute. Understand, no matter how much help you get, no matter who loves you and how deeply they love you and how much they want to be around you, don't you ever fail to understand that there's a day when daddy will be there no more, and there's a day when mama will be there no more, and there's a day when somebody else is not going to be in your life, and you've got to train them and you've got to teach them to walk with God. Why? Because one day that person's not going to be there. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with somebody else giving you a burden. And you don't need to feel guilty about giving somebody a burden to help you with it. But I want to show you something. That burden that comes, whether it be self-induced or whether it be heavy laden by somebody else's burden, if I just keep putting another burden on him and another burden on him, before you know it, he's going down. Hello. Before you know it, boy, you know how to do the parts, don't you? Before you know it, he's going down. And the lower he gets, the longer it's going to take him to get to God. All right, stand up, get up. All right, watch this. He has his own burden. Hold this. Go over there. He gets his own burden. Now, he ought to come to a friend. He ought to come to a friend and say, Preacher Wells, I need your help. Would you help me? Oh, yes. Yes, I will. You need to go to him. And I push him onward. Come on. All right, then all of a sudden he gets back here and he gets another burden. And so he gets another burden and somebody else gives him another burden. And he comes running to, and he says, oh, preacher, well, don't run over me. And he's in a hurry to get the preacher. And he comes to preacher and he says, I need your help, preacher. I don't know what to do. And all I do is I point him the truth. And so he runs over there. By the way, he can keep coming. The wise parent would do this, by the way. Now, you'd say amen if you agreed with that. But the wise parent would do this. The wise parent, okay, get over there and get another burden. And so the wise parent, okay, all of a sudden comes running to daddy. And, oh, son, whoa, whoa, what's the problem? Blah, 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 blah. Oh, let's pray. Blah, 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 blah. And good God. All right? Now, the wise parent's going to do that. Now, it doesn't matter. Hey, it doesn't matter tonight why he got the burden. It doesn't matter tonight if it's his own burden. And it doesn't matter tonight if he is under the heavy laden of other people's burdens. God said there's the same invitation to both. God said there's the same investment in both. And God said, I'm going to give the same ingredient for both. And that is, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. I'll show you something. Come back over here. And watch this. Now, he's the burden giver, but he's the burden reliever. And so get up here. And so what happens is, he's got his burden, share it, one shoulder, share it. Now, watch this. Here's what happens. I teach him to walk with the one that can help him not only to bear his own burden, but I teach him to walk with the one that can help him to bear everybody else's burden. That's how come God says, he says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. You know, when you walk close to somebody, it's a learning process. Did you know the closer you walk to somebody, come on, the closer you walk to that friend that you thought was perfect when you first started getting to know them, now you found out they're not so perfect. You know why? You went through a learning process. You learn their strengths, you learn their weaknesses, you learn their shortcomings, you learned everything about them. Now here's what God says. The Bible says here, the same ingredient is for both. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. So here's what happens. I go to God and I say, oh God, take my burden away. And God says, oh, I'm not going to do it. He said, but I'll get in the yoke with you. I'll get in the yoke with you. And it doesn't matter if you're laboring under your own, listen to me now, self-induced burden. Doesn't matter. God said, it doesn't matter tonight if you're carrying the weight of the entire world on your shoulders and you're bearing all the burdens of the world. Doesn't matter. He said, what I'll do, he said, I will get in the yoke with you. See, there's nobody in here that has to bear a burden by themselves. All right, watch this. Oh, it gets better. Don't leave me. There's the same invitation that's given to both. There's the same investment that God makes in both. There's the same ingredients for both. Look down in verse 29. There's the same intimate relationship for both. Verse 29, the Bible says, take my yoke upon you, listen to it now, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. You know who really knows God? It's not the cocky one. It's not the arrogant one. It's not the man or the woman that's full of self-pride and all puffed up. It's not that one. You know who it is? It's the person that is meek. Moses went to the top of the mount, received the Ten Commandments. But what was one of the characteristics of Moses? Hey, he was a meek man. You know, when you spend time with God, he turns you into meekness. Did you know that? You know, when you spend time with God, God will turn you into someone, listen to me tonight, that is lowly in heart. You won't be proud and puffed up and arrogant and think that God owes you. But you'll have a lowly heart. Jared Pertell, a good friend of our family, many, many years has run the Smite Camp down in the Louisiana area, and he'd have about 400 teenagers or so, and these are the cream of the crop. I mean, these are the cream of the crop. I mean, if they don't have high standards, they don't go to the camp. Matter of fact, he has some rules. Some of the rules are, if you're caught chewing gum in my camp, you're gone. I kick you out. Because if you can't obey me in the least of what I ask you to do, you won't obey me in the most. And so it's like a military camp for Christians. Oh, just a wonderful thing. Now, wait a minute, though. Watch this, if you will. Here's what you see. You see here that the Bible talks about that there is an intimate relationship. The more I walk with Mrs. Wells, the more I know her. The more I know her, the more I love her. Wait a minute. But to love somebody as she has to do with me, love covers a multitude of sin. You don't think that when God yokes up with you that he doesn't know you? Sometimes, you don't get mad at me at what I'm about to say. But sometimes I think that some people think that they're more holier than God. Because God's one to yoke up with people you don't have anything to do with. He ate with publicans and sinners. Somebody comes to church and they're not like you. They just got saved. They're not like you, and they don't dress like you, they don't walk like you, and they don't talk like you. And if you're not careful, because you are so spiritual, you snob them. God said the same time you're snobbing them is the same time I'm yoking up with them. Hello. By the way, if we are so spiritual tonight, then why don't we want our spirituality to influence somebody else? You know, if we'd be like God, we'd help more people. Well, I want them to be just like me. They're not just like you. They just got saved. Takes time to grow. Takes time to understand God. Hey, what do you do with somebody like that? You reach out to them. You help them. You spend hours with them. You love them. You forgive them. You walk beside them. Hey, I'm saying tonight, come off your spiritual plateau. Yoke up with somebody that's trying to help them to get close to God. Wait a minute. Watch this tonight. I'm saying that there's the same ingredient for both. I'm saying statement number four, the same intimacy in that relationship. When you go ahead and walk, when they walk towards the truth, and by the way, God will always, when you yoke up with God, if you're trying to pull God in a place that is no truth, he's not going. And he's bigger than you. You try and yoke up with God and say, hey, let's go down to the movies. Let's go. Hey, summertime's coming. Let's take the clothes off and reveal our skin. God said, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. But every time you got a burden and you come back to him, he'll yoke up with you. See, he doesn't want you to carry your burden alone. But he's not going to yoke up with you as long as you're trying to live your own life and you are the chief in charge. He's not going to do it. See, God says this. He says, I want to get to know you intimately. And he says, you'll get to know me, and I am meek and I am lowly in heart. And he said, the more that you yoke up with me, hey, take your burden to the Lord. You can't leave it there. But what he'll do is he'll yoke up with you and he'll help you to carry your burden. Amen. Watch this. I'm done. I said, statement number one, same invitation is to both. Statement number two, same investment is in both. Statement number three, the same ingredient is for both. Statement number four, the same intimate relationship is for both. Watch this and I'm done. The same insightful restoring is for both. Here's your Bible tonight and I'm done. The Bible says, and you shall find rest. And by the way, that's not rest from your burden. That is rest in your burden. You shall find rest for your souls. What's the definition of a soul tonight? The mind, the will, and the emotion. But God, I'm having trouble with my will tonight. Yoke up. Having trouble with my emotions tonight. Yoke up. Mind, will, and emotion. God, I'm not thinking the right things. What do I do? Yoke up. All right, wait a minute. Watch this. The Bible says, last verse I'll read, he says, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Yoke is easy, burden light. You know why? I don't know if you've ever done this or not. I don't know if you're familiar with the yoke that an oxen would wear. But if you have a big oxen, you have a little oxen, the big oxen as he's got the yoke, it kind of sits a little weird because they're not equal keel. Well, compare yourself to the littlest oxen that you've ever seen in your life, and compare Christ and God to the biggest oxen you've ever seen in your life. What happens is this: when they wear the yoke, they take most of the pressure. When they wear the yoke, you know, you got a big ox here. And you got a little ox here. Now the little ox is growing, but he's not there yet. Shoulders not as broad. Muscles not as developed. Intellect not as smart. You want me to keep going?
Yes, sir, please.
So you've got the big ox and you've got the little ox. Or no, wait a minute, watch this if you will. The little ox, watch it, let me have it. The little ox, as long as he does this, and he's got his own labor, self-induced, got his own labor, and as long as he's got his own labor, it's still pressure. Why? Because it's all on him. It's all on him. But if you have somebody else that's helping him with his labor, helps. Then all of a sudden he gets a burden for his friends in the youth department. He says, well, I want that burden too. I want that. You know, don't get mad at me for what I'm about to say, because I'm going to step on your spirituality. But did you know some of us think we're more spiritual than we are? And that's how come you're burdened down, because you're going around taking everybody else's burden, but you're not relying on the greatest deliverer of all burdens. There's no way that you can carry everybody's burden. No wonder you're frustrated. No wonder you get depressed. Hey, I'm saying, he says, come on to me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Why? Because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. All right, wait. And so he yokes up with Christ. When he yokes up with Christ, wow. Christ is bigger. God is bigger. Doesn't matter what your problem is tonight. Doesn't matter where the burden came from tonight. You yoke up with somebody that's bigger than you are, and they help you to carry your burden. Don't you like to play football on the team that you're the littlest guy and all the other guys are on the line? And they're going to wipe out everybody, and all you got to do is run the ball down. Don't you like that? Isn't it good to be on a boxing team and everybody boxes at the same time and you're the runt and they stand around you and they protect you? Isn't that good? That's good. What am I saying? I'm saying tonight, he says, listen to me. He said, my yoke is easy. It's easy for him. Easy. All right, watch this. Take it off, put it on him. Now, he'll rightfully carry all. Now, stay with me. He'll rightfully, this is why it's not scriptural. He'll rightly carry all the burdens, because after all, he took the sin of humanity on himself as he bore the sins of humanity on the cross. He can do it. He proved it. He doesn't have to prove nothing. So he can do it. He's already done it. He can do it over and over again. No big deal. All right? And so I could go to God, if it was scriptural, and it's not, but I could go to God and say, God, take away my burden. God is too much for me. Take away my burden. All right, I can do that. All right, but when I do, I learn no lessons. You know, you say with me, you say, but it's not fair. I've got a job, and I've got a husband. I've got a wife. I've got children. I've got a car note. I've got a house note. I've got people down at work don't get along with me. I've got a neighbor that is cantankerous. I've got people in my neighborhood that bothers me. All right, wait a minute. Wait a minute, though. You cannot handle that by yourself. God did not intend for you to handle that by yourself. God intended for you to come to him and yoke up with him, because his burden is easy. Or his yoke is easy and his burden is light. So God expects you to, God expects you to yoke up with him. So the invitation's for the same. Doesn't matter, but it's for the same. I'm saying tonight, not just as the invitation for both, I'm saying the investment is in both. The same ingredient is for both. The intimate relationship is for both. And the insightful restoring is for both. For he says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Thank you for listening to the Parkside Baptist Church podcast. For more information about our church, you can visit us online at pbcmesquite.org. Or if you're ever in the Dallas, Texas area, we'd love to have you come visit our church.